ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम 5th canto, chapter 10, text 9. Brahmana uvacha taya uditam vakyam abhipralabdham bhartuhu saha me syat यदि वीर भारः गन्तुः यदि स्यात् अधिगम्यम् अध्वा पीवा राशौ न विदाम प्रवादः तयोदितं वक्तं अप्रतिलब्धं तयोदितं वक्तं अभिप्रलब्धं भर्तुः स मे सद्यदि विरभारः भर्तुः स मे स्याद्यदि वीरभारः गन्तुर्यदि स्याद् अधिगम्यम् अध्वा पिबेति राशौ न विदाम् प्रवादः ब्राह्मण उवाच तयोदितं वक्तं अभिप्रलब्धं तयोदितं वक्तं अभिप्रलब्धं भर्तुः स मे स्याद्यदि वीरभारः गन्तुर्यदि स्याद् अधिगम्यम् अध्वा पिबेति राशौ न विदाम् प्रवादः Mataji's. What for words? Brahmana Uvacha. The learned Brahmana, Jadabharat, spoke. Tvaya Vayu. Uditam, explained. Bhaktam, very clearly. Abhipralabdham, without contradictions. Bhartuhu, of the bearer, the body. Saha, that. Me, mine. Syat, it would have been. Yadi, if. Veera, O great hero. Maharaj Rahugana. Bharaha, a lord. Gantuhu, of the mover, also the body. Yadi, if. Sat, it had been. Adhigamyam, the object to be obtained. Adhva, the path. Piva, very stout and strong. Iti, thus, rasho, in the body. Na, not. Vidam, of the self-realized persons. Prabhadaha, subject matter for discussion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great Brahmana Jadabharat said, my dear king and hero, whatever you have spoken sarcastically is certainly true. Actually, these are not simply words of chastisement, for the body is the carrier. The load carried by the body does not belong to me, for I am the spirit soul. There is no contradiction in your statements, because I am different from the body. I am not the carrier of the palanquin. The body is the carrier. Certainly, as you have hinted, I have not labored carrying the palanquin, for I am detached from the body. You have said that I am not stout and strong, and these words are befitting a person who does not know the distinction between the body and the soul. The body may be fat or thin, but no learned man would say such things of the spirit soul. As far as the spirit soul is concerned, I am neither fat nor skinny. Therefore, you are correct when you say that I am not very stout. Also, if the object of this journey and the path leading there were mine, there would be many troubles for me. But because they relate not to me, but to my body, there is no trouble at all. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge is not disturbed by the pains and pleasures of the material body. The material body is completely separate from the spirit soul, and the pains and pleasures of the body are superfluous. The practice of austerity and penance is meant for understanding the distinction between the body and the soul, and how the soul can be unaffected by the pleasures and pains of the body. Jarabharat was actually situated on the platform of self-realization. He was completely aloof from the bodily conception. Therefore, he immediately took this position and convinced the king that whatever contradictory things the king had said about his body did not actually apply to him as a spirit soul. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Sapadantikam Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Jat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinotarinam. So in this section we are hearing about Maharaj Rohugana meeting Jarabharat, and then he gets enlightened by the association of Jarabharat. So being insulted by sarcastical words or word of sarcastics, he now starts to speaking, instruct to Maharaj Rohugana. Sometimes we get angry with the behavior of highly personalities, those who are relishing or witnessing the pastimes of the Lord. We become a little negative minded about their behavior towards the Lord and his devotees. But eventually we see they are actually being corrected and rectified, and very exalted prayers they offer. Like sometimes rascal Ravana, rascal Kamsa, rascal Dhritarashtra, rascal Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. We become angry, they are giving so much trouble by the words, by trying to hit the Lord. But finally you see they are the only eternal associates of the Lord, come to experience the pastimes in this material world. So Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Kamsa, Dantabhakta, Shishupal, all are they come to release this kind of aggressive mood. And here also Rohugana is criticizing or abusing a Mahabhagavat, whose very body is the abode of the Lord. But later chapter you'll see he'll be so much respectful to him, and he got enlightened by him. And this section Prabhupada spoke so much on this fifth canto, and especially the teachings of Rishabhdev and teachings of Bharat Maharaj. So in this section we are hearing that Bharat Maharaj although he was very exalted and learned person, he had been acting as a dumb and deaf man because he was Jatishwar. Jatishwar means one who can remember the past births. And here he remembers his previous two births. So he remembered those two births as Bharat Maharaj, who raced up to the platform of love of Godhead, or the previous to that, Bhava, emotional platform. And then he slipped and got a body of a deer. And in the deer body also he was very careful, not associating with anybody, only in the same place he was practicing his sadhana as Bharat Maharaj. He was associating with the sadhus and hearing the topics about Krishna. And because of that continuous remembrance, he again became a learned brahmana, a Mahabhagavat devotee. But from the beginning, he was acting differently, simply not to being recognized by anybody. And here we see the activities or his character is befitting to a self-realized person. So self-realized person acts differently than the ordinary living entities. As his father Rishabhdev, although being in the house, in the home, he was acting like a madman. And then he left, touring all the places in India. So Prabhupada says in the purport that a self-realized person is not disturbed by the pains and pleasures given to his body, filled by his body. He doesn't think that it is, I am feeling pain. I don't know, I don't remember the name, one big philosopher. He was given the poison and immediately he drank that. Socrates. So, although he was not Krishna conscious, not very much self-realized sadhu, but he was having firm conviction that he was not the body. And he drank that poison. So that's the symptom of self-realized person. Prabhupada mentioned that in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that the symptom of a self-realized person. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Yam hinam vyathyantete purusham purusharshava samadukha sukham dhiram so amritattaya kalpate. Yam hinam vyathyantete, who is not pained, purusham purushashava, o purushorishava, the great personality in the human being, purusham, that person who doesn't get pains by the inflict to the body, samadukha sukham dhiram, he is dhira, he is steady in both the situation, dukha and sukha, in happiness and in distress. So amritattaya kalpate. He actually is understood, he is eligible, or he is considered to be eligible to be liberated. He is the person for eligible for liberation. Oh, best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress, and is steady in both happiness and distress, certainly eligible for liberation. We see the Vedanta Sutra starts with Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Vedanta Sutra 111. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Atha Brahma Jigyasa. Atha means henceforth, from here, from now. From now means from human birth. Ataha, therefore. Brahma Jigyasa, inquire into Brahman. And Ataha means because you have attained the human form, as Rishabhdev, earlier chapter, explaining to his sons, headed by Bharat, Na Ayam Dehe. Ayam Dehe means in human body. Nayam Dehe Deho Bhajam Niloke. Niloke means in human species. Kostan Kaman Arhate Bit Bhujam Je. Na Arhate. It is not befitting to Niloke in the human body. Those who have accepted bodies in this material world, who have accepted the human form, for them it is not befitting to Kostan Kaman. For little sense enjoyment, Kostan do so much struggle. What is available by the bit bhujamje, by the stool eater hogs and dogs? But then what is the purpose of human life? Tapo divyam putrokaha. Hey, oh my sons, Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. So, he is saying tapo divyam. Tapo divyam, austerity, is performed, purposes in this purport, to understand the distinction between the body and the soul. Like if we are asked to fast on Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi, full fasting from even water is too much. But many devotees, they do all the fasting, 24 or 25, without water. And it's normal for them. But Nirjala Ekadashi is coming means in so much tension. Are pura pani bhi nahi pinega. So, the austerity is understood that you are not the body. Atma doesn't need water. Atma doesn't need juice. No food. So, it is to understand that you are not the body. Some people, they do lot of tapasai. Now devotees went to Muktinath. So there will find so many sadhus in the midst of winter. No cloth. It's in bare body. No cloth. They are just sitting there. So, you know, it's too much for us. You go to Amarnath, Vaishnadevi, Haridwar, you feel so many Rishikesh, so many sadhus without cloth. In midst of winter, in January, February. But for us, it is too much to go in 1 week even. So, that kind of tapasya is not mentioned by Rishabhdevi. So, tapo devyam, transcendental, superior austerity. Tapo devyam putraka. So, what kind of austerity? He is saying, mahat sevam, dwaram, ahus, vimukte. Your tapasya is to serve the mahatmas. And tamadvaram jashitam sanghi sangam. The opposite service to the sense gratificatory activities is actually leads you to the dark hell. But ahu vimukte, the door of liberation is wide open for the persons who serve the mahatmas. And it is said in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, not Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, jo ba etad aksharam abiditva gargi asma lokat prati sa kripana. So Brahmana, Rishabhdev in his teachings, he glorifies so much to the Brahmanas. In one text, that's actually describes the evolution of the living entities. The evolutionary process are being described. There he says that the Brahmana is actually my heart. They are, so much importance is given to the Brahmana, because Brahmanas actually always they glorify the Lord, always they live the pious life, and he is saying that I am more satisfied than I'm more satisfied when somebody offers food to the Brahmanas than the offering food or any ingredients offered in the sacrificial fire. So that same evolution process is being again discussed in the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. There he says, Eirupe Brahmanda Bhramrite Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jib. Eirupe means sometimes you are in heaven, sometimes you are in hell, sometimes on the middle planet systems, sometimes in human body, sometimes in reptile's body, sometimes in aquatic's body, sometimes in beast body. Eirupe Brahmanda Bhramite. So Prabhupada said this is the challenge to the modern scientists, those who say that there is no life in other planets. Brahmand Bhoriya Jib, Sthavar Jangam. Sthavar Jangam means the movable and non-movable, moving and non-moving. These non-moving and moving living entities are filled with all the planets in all the universes. So Prabhupada said that they went to moon and they said there is no life in the moon planet. It is not true. It doesn't tell you the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. Every planet, and Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Sarvagaha Sthanu Achala Ayam Sanatana. So Sarvagaha means it can go everywhere. Like life is in the water. Life, even the material nature has the capability to produce life. That's why the life comes matter. But Professor, you write the books, life comes from life. And also matter comes from life. So, if we understand the material nature and the living entity and the controller of both, Prabhupada says that is the real knowledge. Knowledge means Ishvara, Prakriti and Jiva. And Ishvara, he is controlling both. He is saying this is my Prakriti made of 8 elements, and superior to that there is another Prakriti, that is Jiva Bhuta. So both are Prakriti. And he says in the 13th chapter that material nature is the cause and effect of this material nature. The nature itself is the cause and effect, and living entity is the cause of happiness and suffering. Purusha Prakritistahi Bhunkte Prakritijan Gunan Sat Asat. Karanam guna sangyasya sadasad yoni janmasu. So he is saying that Purusha Prakritistho, the living entities in this material world wandering in different bodies, are the cause for their sukha and dukkha, suffering or enjoying. And material nature gives the body to facilitate, to provide the ingredients for suffering, which is called kshetra. And the living entity is the knower of kshetra. But in the same chapter, Krishna says, no, you should know there is another Purusha. Kshetragya, there is one Purusha who is Uttama Purusha. In the Upanishad also it is said, there are two birds in the same tree. The fruit-eating bird, the living entity, and the super soul, overseer, permitteer, and upadrashta, overseer, onumanta, permitteer, and what? He is witnessing the living entity. But the living entity, if understands his position and looks, turns his face toward that bird who is flying with him from everybody to another, or from every single body to another single body, then he understands his glories and is capable of being liberated. So Rishabhdev, he says to his sons that tapodibhyam putruka jena suddheta satya jashmat brahmasakhyam anantam. In that he immediately says that, yeah, this text I was looking for. Of the two energies manifest, that is spirit and dull matter, beings possessing living force, that is vegetables, grass, trees and plants, are superior to dull matter, stone, earth and etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, that is jangama, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence, higher animals. Superior to animals are human beings, and superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, son-like King Daksha. And supreme among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also subordinate to me, the supreme personality of Godhead. So, this way, the living entity travels through different species, different planets, and when the living entity can understand his true position, he tries to seek shelter of the devotees. In Kathopanishad it is said, uttishthata jagrata prapya bara nibodhata. Nibodhata means he try to understand. As Krishna is saying, tat vidhi, try to understand. Tat means what? Tat, like in Bhagavatam it is said, second canto, tat vadanti, tat. Tat means that. That means supreme. Vadanti tat, tatva vidaha tattvam. That is the tattva, the absolute truth. Just jnanam adyam. That adyam, again, non-dual substance, is understood by different saints as in three aspects. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti. Here is a tat vidhi. You should understand that absolute truth. Pranipatena, Pariprasnena, Sevaya. Here is a Nivodhata, Prapta Varan. Varan means the boon you have achieved. Helayo Harainu. Nartam Dashta Guse, Helayo Harainu. Gurapuhu Nabhojiya Moinu. Manusha Janama Paya Helayo Harainu. Being indifferent, bent, being udasin, being negligent, being unaware, we are wasting the very human form, which Prahlad Maharaj says, anityam but arthadam. It is temporary, but it is beneficial. So why it is Athato Brahma Jigyasa? Because only Atha in this human body, human form, you can ask about Brahman. No species can ask. And Aham Brahmasmi, this is one of the Mahavakya. Aham Brahmasmi. So Aham Brahmasmi means I am the spirit. And who understands that spirit, he is Brahmana. Jo Betti Asmal Lokat Sa Brahmana. And you should understand this human form is very orthodom, very rare, very useful, but you are placed in a place where it is, says, Kshurasya Dhara Nishita Durottaya. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Maya Durottaya. Same Durottaya word is used here in Kathopanishad. Insurmountable. Kshurasya Dhara. Kshura means razor. It is like walking on the sharp razor. Nishita. Nishita means very sharp. Durgam Pathastat. And Durgam, it is insurmountable or very difficult. Now, Prabhuji's, those Prabhuji's who went to Muktinath, you ask them whether it was very easy. Or if somebody went to Badrinath, Kedarnath, or going to Amarnath, it's not easy. It's very heavy. If somebody pushes you in this right side, you will be falling 30, 40 feet down. And then you cross one top, again another top comes, then another top comes. So, it takes 3 days to go Amarnath. And you can come back in 2 days. So, it's not easy. So, it's like walking on the sharp razor, and it is very difficult. Durgam patastat. Kavayo badanti. The learned sages, they say. Kavayo. The learned sages, they say. And in Orunodaya Kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Jagrata. In Mayapur, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is Jagrata Shatra Samaj. The awakened students group. The society of awakened chhatras, students. So Jagrata, Jeev Jago. O living entities, please get up. Jeev Jago, living entities, please get up. Gurachad Bale. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gurachad, he is saying, he is asking you. Kato Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chiro Kole. We can sing this song? You have the book? Maybe I can sing and you can repeat because it is easy. Because Sundarananda Prabhu was asking me to sing a song. So, I just sing one time and just repeat it. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chado Bale. Kato nidra jao maya pishachiro kole. Kato nidra jao maya pishachiro kole. Bhojibo boliya eshe Shangsharo bhitare bhoji bobo. Bhuliyaro hile tumi abhidharo bhare. তোমারে লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার, তোমারে লই আমি বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার, আমি বিনা বন্ধু আর এনেছি ঔষধি মায়া নাশিবার লাগি, এনেছি হরি নাম মহামন্ত্র লও তুমি মাগি, ভক্তি বিনদ প্রভু চরণে পড়িয়া, ভক্তি সেই হরি নাম মন্ত্র লইল মাগিয়া, জীব জাগো জীব জাগো গোরা চাঁদ বলে, জীব জাগো কত নিদ্রা যাও তুমি পিশাচির কোলে, কত নিদ্রা যাও মায়া পিশাচির কোলে। সো ইট ইজ সেড দ্যাট ইউ আর স্লিপিং ফর সো লং অন দি ল্যাপ অফ পিশাচি witches. I don't know what is the difference between ghost and pishach. So Prabhupada quoted Tulsidas, din ka dakini raat ka baghini palak palak lahu chuse. So dakini means Prabhupada also translated witches, material bodies. Ghost doesn't have material body. So pishachi means who sucks your blood. Like if you go to Kamakha in Assam, Guwahati, there are some people do black magic and can make you goat even. I don't know, I never went there. So black magic, it is done by some tantra mantra. So these people, they know the black magic. Like Putana was Pishachi, witches. She could suck the blood of all the babies in Vrindavan from far and kill. Only she tried to give poison and kill by taking the baby Krishna on her lap, and she was liberated. Pishachiro kole. And you prayed, you promised in the womb of your mother, bhojibo bolia ese sangsaro bhitore. You came into material nature after praying, after promising that you will do worship of me, you will be engaged in devotional service. But bhulia rohile tumi abidyaro bhare. So this abidya, abidya, nashta smriti, gata smriti, gata Buddha is repeated maybe 10 times by Rishabdev. One shloka or two shloka, again three, like, you know, many times. Nashta Smriti, Abuddhya and Abidvaya. So here he is saying, Abidyar Bhare, by the pressure of ignorance, you forgot that you wanted to worship me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, praise, Akbar Prabhu Dakhadiya More, Bonchile Edino Dashe. Once you became visible to me in the womb of mother, and then you cheated me. You never became like Parikshit Maharaj. He saw that person who saved him in the womb. And always he was looking for that personality. That's why his name became Parikshit, who examining or examines. So Abhidha, by the pressure of material nature, everybody is put into slumber. That's in Jeev Jaga. Not, I am not sleeping, I am awake. Bhagavad Gita says, for the ascetic, for the saints, the whole Bombay is night when they are so much running. And for them it is day when they are sleeping. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagarti sangjami. The saints, then sadhus, for them the whole material nature, when it is very busy, it is for them a dream, night dreaming. And when they are in sleep, the sadhu gets up in Mangalarti, 3 o'clock, comes to Mangalarti and attends Mangalarti. So that is for the day for us, day for the sadhus. Tomare loite ami hoinu avatar. Bhaktivinoda says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that to deliver you, to rescue you from this abhidya's bhar or bhar, I have appeared. And ami bina bandhu ar kya cha tomar. Besides me, except me, who is the real benefactor or real friend of you, Adya? We are having many friends and many relatives, many beneficiaries. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, who else actually true friend of yours? Enechi oshodhi maya nashivaro lage. I have brought the herbs, the medicines for you, which will completely destroy your avidya, maya, nashivaro lagi, to destroy your material nescience. What is that oshodhi? What is that medicine? That is Harinama Mahamantra Lau Tumi Magi. The Harinama Mahamantra is the only medicine for the Kali Yuga to destroy the nescience. Krishna sadhama pagate dharma gyana divishah kalo nashto drishamesha puranarko dhunudita. The Srimad Bhagavatam and Harinam, these two things can eradicate the very dense darkness of Kali Yuga. Udhuno udita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also considered as two moons, no? Or sun and moon. Sun and moon together arising on the eastern horizon of Bengal. Purabha Bhage. So, they have the potency to completely free oneself from the, like Prabhupada, he was singing, devotees were sitting and chanting, some drunkard would come. And he doesn't know what is going on. So Sri Swamiji is doing and he goes out. And devotees sometimes get disturbed. He can do anything. And somebody came and put two rolls of tissues and gone. So much this is for you. So that kind of people, those who are actually in slumber, in Bowri, Prabhupada awakened them. And he was singing maybe 2-3 hours, sitting under the tree in the Tomskin Square Park. Horinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. In Bengal it is called Horinam Khabla Khabla. Horinam Khabla Khabla means when there is a Horinam going on, continuous chanting of Horinam, holy name for many, many days, 3 days, 4 days, 2 days, 1 day. And then they throw batasha. You know, that's like Hori loot. Loot means lootna chahiye. So Hori ko luto in the form of batasha. You know batasha, what is batasha? Batasha is made of sugar. Not everybody can make. There's a round, round. If you go in the Bengal, you'll see batasha. I don't know whether you have the batasha here. So when you throw batasha, people just, you know, grab each other, throw, and how many he can take or she can. So Hori Ram is not the Hori Luter Batasha, or the Batasha, or that sweet candy thrown in the Horinam Pandal, or Horinam Khabla Khabla. You know, this is called Khabla Khabla. It's not like that. You say, NSA, Aushadhi Maya, Nashibar Lagi, Horinama Mahamantra, Lao Tumi Magi. Beg for it. Beg for it. Since you just enter, you step in, Hare Krishna, everybody, they want to register you for wasting you, they want to register you for 3 days crash course in Hindi, and they want to register you for 2 series. But they immediately speak about holy name, about yoga, modern yoga, and all these things. Immediately you know what is the, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But it is not that you are immediately relishing the real or understanding the importance of holy name. He is saying, Lao Tumi Magi. And that's why Bhakti Binod Prabhu Charone Puriya, falling at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, falling at the feet of holy name, Shei Horinama Mantra Loilo Magiya, accepted and by begging to get the holy name. Krishna naam dhare kato bol. We do not know how much power this Krishna naam contains. Karna randhra patho diya, hridi majhe praveshiya, borishaye sudha anupam. Karna randhra patho diya, entering through the ear holes, hridi majhe praveshiya, and reaching to the core of the heart is Borishaya Sudha Anupam. It showers the matchless nectar. So whether it is showering or I'm just... So it's not entering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not sleep whole night. There was somebody standing at the door, closing from outside, because once he went and thinking the ocean at Jamuna fell down, and somehow or other he was saved by that fisherman. So he couldn't sleep whole night. And we sleep, but the Bhagavatam class and japa session becomes our extra sleep. So when you have that kind of sudha entering, you will not be able to sleep. And he's saying, kabe habe, kabe habe. Kabe habe bolo she dino amar. Kabe habe bolo she dino amar. Bhakti Vinod is saying, when that day will come, when that day will come. Aparadha ghuchi, shuddha name ruchi, কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার, ওয়েন মাই দিস অপরাধ স্টেজ উইল গো অ্যান্ড আই উইল হ্যাভ সাম টেস্ট রুচি ফর শুদ্ধ নাম অ্যান্ড বাই ইউর মার্সি ইট উইল বি অ্যাওয়েকেন্ড ইন মাই হার্ট। তোমার নাম বিশ্বম্বরদাস, যাও ডুম 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 হো গিয়া। No, you don't get holy name like that. You receive the holy name from Guru, but Mali Hoya. Mali Hoya, Shrobon Kirtan Jale, Korave Shechan. So Shrobon Kirtan Jale, Usko Shechan Hona Chahiye. So, I thank you very much all to give me the opportunity, especially Asam Krishna Prabhu, to speak something today. We have to stop here. Because we have some lecture by a naturopathic doctor, which will start at 10 o'clock in room number 21 on the second floor in Gurukul building, just below the 61 room, on second floor 21, sharp at 10 o'clock. We request all the resident devotees and the brahmacharis to attend the seminar, please. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.